are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy people. Praise God who called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. One of Jesus said to his disciples, apostles, anyone who prefers father or mother to me is not worthy of me. Anyone who prefers son or daughter to me is not worthy of me. Anyone who does not take his cross and follow in my footsteps is not worthy of me. Anyone who finds his life will lose it. Anyone who loses his life for my sake will find it. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me. And those who welcome me welcome the one who sent me. Anyone who welcomes a prophet, because he is a prophet, will have a prophet's reward. And anyone who welcomes a holy man, because he is a holy man, will have a holy man's reward. If anyone gives so much as a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, because he is a disciple, then, I tell you solemnly, he will most certainly not lose his reward. Gospel of the Lord. The words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away.
Brothers
and sisters, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass, but my words will not pass ever. Read, we're listening. Jesus' words for 2,000 years. Because God is from the Spirit, because it is filled with Spirit of God, it can never age. Because Spirit is not connected with space and time, but is eternal. That is how even today's Gospel that we listen to has two parts. The first part is talked about very tough, hard conditions of how to follow Jesus. And the second part of the Gospel is spoken about promise of reward. Jesus is calling apostles to follow Him unconditionally. Jesus' call changed completely their life. Jesus tells something that He promises, and He never deceived anyone. And those who trusted Him were never deceived. We listen to the words of Jesus, who loves, who prefers father or mother to me is not worthy of me. Anyone who prefers son or daughter to me is not worthy of me. Anyone who does not take his cross and follow in my footsteps is not worthy of me. This is a tough talk, brothers and sisters. Who can listen to it? And who can accept it? These words of Jesus may confuse. Then Evangelist Luke, it is even more tougher. It's tougher. It says, who doesn't hate his mother and father to me is not worthy of me. The fourth commandment of God, doesn't it command love and respect towards our own parents? Almost as if we do not want to believe that Jesus really spoke these words. Merciful Jesus, who convinces his disciples that his yoke is sweet and burden easy. How can these demands be harmonized or adjusted with peaceful coexistence in the family with demands of forgiveness? We can ask ourselves, where is the good news in all of this? And this demanding talk of Jesus can be accepted only by the one who experiences that through his own life, who experiences that these are not just empty words. Jesus expressed these words on the basis of his own experience, aware of that everyone who accepts to live can find happiness and fulfillment of his life. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is not asking from us to reject our father or mother, wife, child, husband, not even our own life. Jesus did not come to steal from us our family, our mother, father, wife, child. He just shows the way how we can gain life, full life, fulfilled life, how we can keep our family only and our family relations as well. What is the only way? We know that Evangelist John had different words to express experience of his own experience of God, but he said God is love. God, Jesus, is the only root and spring of every love. Because we cannot correctly love neither our father or mother or son or daughter except in the love of Jesus, by his strength. Because every love in which Jesus is not our light and truth is love in danger to be turned into selfishness, into abusing others, taking advantage of them. Doesn't it always often happen that parents imprison their children and they firmly hold them next to them? The parents are possessive and they think that in such a way they love them so much, their children. Aren't we also in a danger that we hold our beloved ones close to us and that in a certain way we imprison them? We behave towards others as if they are those who have to fulfill our vices, our desires, our needs. But only Jesus can correctly teach us how to love those that we are responsible for. We have to be aware of that no human being, not even one, even the most perfect one, cannot ultimately fulfill our desire for love, our yearning for love, cannot ultimately fulfill the need of our heart. And that is in fact God, God who is love. And from there, in human heart, there is a yearning for love. Man did not made it up. Because human heart knows who molded him. Human heart knows that is created in love, and that is why there is a need and yearning for love. If the yearning for love we expect from others will be desperated, disappointed. Others will run away from us because they cannot fulfill the emptiness, the need that only God can fulfill. And this, brothers and sisters, is possible to be done by the Lord who created us. We came here, I believe, to this Holy Mass as well, guided and inspired by the need for love, yearning for God. Because our heart is restless until it rests in Him. Who loves father or mother more than me? Not worthy of me. We can easier understand these words of Jesus if we use an example. It would be not human if a girl, if the girl would say to a boy that she's in love with, well, if you love your father or mother more than me, then you're not worthy of me. We also know that one who is too much addicted to a father and mother cannot free himself from them, is not capable for marriage. He cannot in freedom hold on to words, I take you for my wife, because inside he's not free. And love, which is not free, is not love. but suffocation, it's possession. Testing. The same is with our relation with Jesus. No parents, children, husband to wife, wife to husband, they cannot be the ultimate goal of life to each other. Neither husband to wife, nor wife to husband, or no one in the family, no one can be savior and redeemer to you. Because your neighbors, your beloved ones are too little for you, same as you cannot be this to others. There is only one Savior and only one God. There is only one whom we need and without whom we cannot live, without whom we are nothing, death. That is why it is important to Jesus that God stands in our lives in the first place. Because only He can give fullness and meaning to our life. Only in such a way God can come into our human relationships. And what man, out of love towards God, leaves, brothers and sisters, that will be given back to Him in a multiplied way. But without reason, Jesus uses the image of a seed. Seed, when it falls to the ground, if it dies, it bears hundredfold fruit. That is spiritual law. That is confirmed to us by the first reading that we listened to. A woman from Shunem, from the first reading, she left the room, a space, and she gave it as a gift. She gave it a disposal to a prophet Elisha. And only then, when she gave it, when she set the space free, when she was so welcoming, God entered in their home. Then, so much she got a son. God promised her a son through prophet Elisha. That is a call to us to be able to know to stand in front of God with open palms, not with squeezed fists. Because in such a way, God cannot put in our hands what He wants to put. Only with open palms, God can take from us what He wants and put His own gifts, His own grace. God did not come to deprive life from us, to take joys of life away from us, because only with Him we can have joy to the fullness and enjoy life. Only with Him we can have abundance of life. That is why He said, I came so that they may have life, and that they may have it in abundance. That is God's desire through all eternity for man. God's will and desire is manifested in our days as well, and in this place, through Our Lady's in the Inner, apparitions and calls, messages, God's grace through all these 36 years behind us. God is waiting for man. He's patient with us, and He's expecting from us to tell Him yes and to open our hearts to Him. May that happen, brothers and sisters. Let us pray therefore for this grace of God, God's grace of an open heart, grace of a heart that is capable to lose in order to receive from God hundredfold. Amen.